When Jamie Sasser was preparing to enroll her son in elementary school, she felt anxious.
He doesn't hurt anybody, but he's prone to epic meltdowns.
Sasser's son, Will, attended a preschool for students with autism. She wondered, could a general education school handle him?
Not just, oh, we have this program, but is this program the best program for my child? And with Will specifically, it was behavior. And they'll all say, you know, oh, we've had plenty of autism. But if you know a kid with autism, you know one kid with autism. Every child is different. And so I think each parent comes into it worrying about the specific issues that their individual child has. And so you're trying to make sure that it's a good fit.
Christina Dunaway shared those concerns. Her son, Raheen, is 8. She says he'd never hurt anyone, but also doesn't know his own strength.
When he gets upset, he'll come up to you and just grab your arm like this and just put your arm in his face. And I'm like, you can't do that to people. Because he doesn't squeeze you, but it's just scary because you don't know what he's going to do.
Like Dunaway and Sasser, Joakima Fisher's son, Gavin, is mostly nonverbal. Things didn't go well at his first school.
There was instances he would toss his lunch trays or, you know, become upset, but you wouldn't really know. My concern putting him in school was because he was nonverbal, very minimum verbal.
All three families were connected with Chesterfield County's Autism Day program at Spring Run Elementary. Melissa Alcarez is program coordinator.
Our classrooms are structured in a manner of just environmentally structured to be conducive to learning. Our students have workstations and individual workstations if that's what's appropriate for their needs, or group workstations. There are visuals that are presented throughout the classroom to support not only their expression of language, but also their understanding of language. So our students have delays in both receptive and expressive language skills, and so we have visuals to support their understanding of what's taking place in their daily routine, as well as to support the instruction that's taking place in the classroom.
Alcaraz says their program has strengthened after partnering with VCU's Autism Center for Excellence, which works with districts across Virginia.
The differences that we've noted are that we, of course, are getting more training. We have more support in that we have other people who can come in and make observations and notice things that maybe we didn't before. I think that it's more data-driven. We're able to actually be able to have data to support the decisions that we're making. And I think that the teachers feel a sense of hope that just with more training that we can support the needs of our students.
A big focus is developing students' behavioral skills, says Principal Christopher Hart, and keeping them involved in the broader school community.
We have kids now who are coming to spend time in a fourth grade classroom, at morning meeting perhaps in the morning, socializing with kids that are their age-appropriate peers. We have students that are having opportunities to eat lunch with other kids. We have kids coming to have recess with other kids. So really just trying to get ways to get them to have more social interaction with grade-level peers.
VCU's Autism Center for Excellence is a partnership with other departments at the university and the State Departments of Education and Behavioral Health and Developmental Services. They've embedded staff in school districts, provided technical assistance, and offer a range of online and in-person trainings. Susan Palko and Taryn Traylor are program coordinators for Region 1, which covers Central Virginia's school districts.
So we work with general education teachers, we work with bus drivers, paraprofessionals, special education teachers, administrators, so that they are better able to understand and help to meet the needs of students with autism.
We've seen in Region 1 that they are serving some of the hardest to serve students in comprehensive public schools, which is exciting. And now that they're doing that, they're saying, hey, we need some extra support to get even better behavioral assessments into our schools. And so we, Sue and I, get the luxury of actually working with these teams to do that because, like Melissa said earlier, the staff here as well as across other Region 1 school districts, they're very invested in keeping their students with autism as part of their communities. Just like their parents want for them. They want them to go to the same church that the kids in their neighborhood go to. They want them to go to the same grocery stores. They want them to go to Target and see people they know. And so we're very dedicated alongside the directors to make that happen.
Program coordinators work with schools on positive behavior support strategies and visual supports and structure in the classroom. These techniques, says Palko, can benefit all students.
Visual supports are, it can be pictures, it can be line drawings, or it can be an object, and it's used to help we all use them every day to help us to bring understanding to what's happening. So we are looking at where the student's level is and embedding them into the classroom so that they can better understand what's being expected of them throughout the day. And when we talk about structuring a classroom, sometimes we have physical boundaries so that we have specific areas, just like you would within your house. You know, you have your kitchen where you prepare food and you eat. There are certain areas of the classroom where you're going to do computer work or where you're going to do large group or where you're going to do small group or small group instruction. So it's helping those individuals with autism understanding what's being expected of them and asked of them throughout the day.
Since her son came to Spring Run, Joachima Fesher says he's doing well.
You can tell he loves it here. You can tell when he's excited about coming to school. I don't even hardly get any phone calls. I know school's not about babysitting, but they're doing something right, you know, because they are really taking care of your child. They are really educating your child here. So it shows you there's a promise that your child's going to excel. They're going to succeed. Every child is different, whether they're on a spectrum or not on a spectrum. You know, I can hear a lot of similarities, but then our children have individual, you know, differences about themselves.
Jamie Sasser says her son continues to have some behavior issues, but he's talking more and applying what he's learning at school when he gets back home.
He's asking us for help. We can get him to work with us. Like, we'll go, okay, can you get this out the fridge? Okay, shut the door. He likes to eat ice cream, and he knows when he's done, he has to get up and put his bowl in the sink. And so it's neat to see that they've been able to tap into things that we didn't know that he was capable of. And so we're still kind of early in it, and he still has a ways to go, but it's just great to see that he's making progress. And he's, more than anything to us, he's excited about it, and he's happy to be here. He's not fighting every step of the way.
Christina Dunaway has seen improvements in her son, too.
I've just seen so many big changes. He still can't get too many words out, but every now and then you'll hear something that resembles something. So I actually have it on my phone. We were playing with him one day, and I'm videotaping. My mom's like, you know, Raheem, say mommy, mommy. And he finally said, mama. I said, yes. That's it. Finally, that's my first mama. I'm taking it. So, you know, it's just, yes, it is just wonderful to watch him make so many milestones. I'm just so excited for this program. It's been a godsend, literally.
Spring Run's Melissa Alcaraz says the program is seeing results because of the additional training from VCU, as well as the involvement of parents and school staff.
I think that shows in the progress that they're making. It matters to them. They come to school every day to work, to support them, to benefit them. So I think that the success that we're seeing is because people are truly invested and have hope for the success of our students.
In addition to the intensive training with districts, VCU's Autism Center for Excellence offers online courses, including Foundations of Autism and The Parent Playbook. Dozens of webcasts go in depth on issues like inclusion and sensory processing. In short, how-to videos offer practical tips for teachers, including providing reinforcement and establishing routines in the classroom. For Learning Curve, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.